أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة. In the previous ayats we read that when Allah gives us those opportunities which come and may be difficult upon us, but we choose that and do the right thing, amongst which it was to help another person in whatever difficulty he may be, to feed the person when he is in extreme need and hunger, and especially the orphan, and especially when he is a family member, the reward is much more greater, or a destitute person, a miskin, and a person who is having great problems in his life due to his that he hasn't got food to eat, etc. To help all these people are things of great, great merit and will be rewarded immensely by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. But at the same time, we must not forget the other aspect also, which Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِرْ هُوَي إِمَانْ وَالُومِهِ. And we must be concerned of our iman also. We must have our iman. Without iman, all these other actions are also void of any reward in the year after. Whatever a person, even a non-Muslim without iman, whatever good he does, Allah does recompense, but then it is only in this world. And then there is no reward in the year after. To get reward in the year after, a person must have iman. Oh, there are many examples that we can give to in order to make us understand easily. Like if a person hasn't got a bank account and is transferring money into that account, where will it go? There is no account. So if there is no iman, we haven't opened the account. And now we are transferring, no matter what good deeds, helping the poor, looking after animals or whatever, but there is no account of iman, then where must all that go into? And into these days we must be very careful about our iman also. When the shaitan is working full time in order to destroy our iman, and there are many things by which our iman is getting destroyed. The wrong beliefs, which are very much common, the Shias, which are making so much effort, the Qadianis, which are making so much effort, many other groups, the Jehovah's Witness, Christians, etc., many other groups. And a thing which is very, which we don't take notice of and we take very lightly, making jokes about Deen. And today about the people of Deen also, to make jokes about them, this is losing one's iman. And today on our cell phone, we get a message, some bad thing about any aspect about Deen. And we just smile on that also. So we are like in agreement and we enjoy that. And without us knowing, our iman is gone. Allah Ta'ala says in one place, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. The iman is gone, but they're not even aware the iman is gone. And then we're carrying on with namaz, we are carrying on with all our other things, but if there's no iman, everything is lost. So there are plenty things to make jokes about if that is our nature and we just love to make jokes. But to make a joke about the smallest thing of deen, then a person loses his iman. Or just to be part of that also, somebody where we are sitting in a gathering, and many such social gatherings take place at weddings, various family get-togethers, etc., friends get together, and somebody makes a joke, anything about deen, and we will just also acknowledge it, we laugh, we keep quiet about it, we acknowledge it, our iman is gone into great danger. So iman is also absolutely necessary. We're doing all this great works. Many non-Muslims do a lot of social welfare work also. But without iman, there is no reward in the year after. So iman is absolutely necessary. Our Islam and iman, where it must be in the masjid also, it must be outside doing social welfare work also. Where it is outside, it must be inside the masjid also. Here also we must be regular. And also, ulama have written, Ya Allah has brought the word Thumma. And that is what is called for Tarafi, that is a delayed thing. That is, these people who have done, in one aspect, the commentary of this ayat is, those people who did all these righteous things, but they were not Muslims. After that they brought Islam. Like Hakim ibn Hizam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one sahabi, asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I did lot of good work before I accepted Islam. Will I get the reward for that? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aslamta, you have brought Islam. Aslafta ma'amil. And now whatever good deeds you did has come into your account as well. So when a person who brings Iman, and all his other good deeds he did in his life, by bringing Iman, they come into his account. Now he has opened his account, so all those good deeds go into his account. All his sins are forgiven. On the other hand, may Allah protect us, a person who has got Iman, but he loses his Iman, then all his good deeds are lost. They are all wiped out and they don't exist anymore. So to look after our Iman is one of the most important essential things, and especially in the days of today. And further to with that, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. جو تاکید کرتے ہیں آپس میں تحمل کی اور تاکید کرتے ہیں رحم کھانے کی. And they bring Iman also, and they encourage one another. They advise one another. Tawasaw is like making wasiyat, like a person when on his dying bed or long before he makes his wasiyat nama. So that has much more importance than what nasihat is. One is a person gives advice, you must do this, you must do that, he tells his children. And one he tells them that after I die, you must do this, you must do that. So people also, it's understood that that is more important. So Allah uses that word of wasiyat, that they, and these people make, encourage one another, they stress it very much, that you must make sabr also, and you must also show mercy and kindness towards others. So that is also a very great aspect of our Iman and Islam, sabr, and to show kindness to other people. There is quite a bit of detail in that. We'll try to explain some of it. So yeah, Allah has taught us that with our works of charity, social welfare work, that is also part of a mu'min. Together with that, his Iman is the most important. And he must make sure that his Iman is intact. In fact, in these days, ulama advise that we should renew our Iman regularly. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said, Tajaddidu imanakum. Refresh, make new your Iman. Biqawli la ilaha illallah. So we should read our kalima regularly, all our kalimas, and make sure that our Iman is intact. And especially our women folk, our children also, we are just happy that they are in our house, so they are Muslims. But there are many, unfortunately, very unfortunately, what we call our own children. But if you speak to them, they will profess and confess that they don't have Iman, that they don't believe. Such are our own children. These cases are becoming, unfortunately, more common, where they say they don't believe. So it is a very dangerous time that we are living in, and to be concerned of our Iman is the greatest thing, more than what we are worried of getting our children married, setting them up in life, etc. We must be worried of their Iman.